Welcome to Tardi Mecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Adina Schmidman. I don't think it is an exaggeration to say that you are part of the largest Navi classroom in our history, a worldwide community of women learning and growing together one perek at a time. This Tuesday, we are launching our annual campaign, Give Back, Build Forward. Your support sustains this remarkable learning community and makes possible the broader work of the OU Women's Initiative, from mental health education and mikvah training to leadership programs that strengthen women and their communities. Beginning Tuesday, please join us at ouwomen.org/forward together. Give back, build forward. And now for today's perek.
Welcome to Torah Timecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we'll be studying Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Mem Vav. This is the 46th perek of Yeshayahu, and in it, Yeshayahu is going to mock the people of Bavel, and more specifically, the idols of the people of Bavel. Pasuk Aleph tells us, Kara Bel Kores Navo. Bow down Bel. Bel is one of the idols of the Babylonians. And bend your knees. Navo, which is another type of idol, hayu atzabehem l'chaya v'lebehema, and their idols will become like animals. Let's hold on to that for a second. We'll figure out what that means. Nesuotechem amusot masa la'ayefa. They're carrying this heavy burden, and it's making them very weary. So what is this relationship between the idols and the animals? So Rashi understands it, that this is a mocking of the animals, of the idols. And it's to mock the idols, it says that they are like animals who can't control their own bowels. And this heavy burden which they're carrying is their own feces inside of them that they just release in the world. The Radak says no. It's specifically talking about the fact that the Persians came in and destroyed the idols. Remember last perek we were talking about Choresh and how Choresh came in and allowed the Jewish people to rebuild the second base HaMikdash. In so doing, they also destroyed the Babylonian Empire. And when they destroyed their idols of the Babylonians, they took them and they loaded up all the burnt or the melted down heavy gold and silver onto their animals to be carried away to Persia. And this idea of the being burdened by is the animals who are being burdened by the remains of the idols of the Babylonians. The Malbim understands it differently. This is not talking about the idols or the animals. It's talking about the people who worship those idols. And atzabehem means their form, and it's not referring to the molten images form, but the people's forms. In other words, the people become like animals. They lose their tsuras ha'adam. They lose their form of a human being when they worship idols. If you are dumb enough to worship idols, then you misunderstand what a human being is. We've spoken about that previously. And then your face becomes like an animal. Your entire being becomes like an animal. And you take these idols and you schlep them around with you on your shoulders. These things that make them heavy, that make them exhausted, and they're schlepping them around with them, their idol worship. And thus, Pasuk Beis tells us, Karsu karu yachdav, lo yachlu malet masa. They'll bow down and they've bent their knees together. They will not be able to escape from this load. V'nafsham b'shavi halcha, and their souls go out into exile. The Radak says, he who cannot escape is the idols. If the idols can't escape from being sent out into exile, being melted down and carried out into exile, then how on earth do you think that they can save you? That this is a mocking of idol worshippers. How do you think you're going to be saved by these beings that they themselves can't be saved? But the Malbim takes us one step further. He says not only can the idols not save people, but the people, as they're being schlepped out into exile, are schlepping idols with them. They're taking their idols with them out into Galus, this heavy load. Lo yachlu malek, they couldn't save themselves from having this load of idolatry with them. And what an image you can imagine, these disgraced, ashamed people whose God couldn't save them. And what are they taking? They're taking that very God on their shoulders out into exile. And by contrast, we look at Am Yisrael. Pasuk Gimel says, Shimu elai beis Yaakov v'kol sheiris beis Yisrael. Listen to me, beis Yaakov, and all the remainders of Yisrael, the 10 tribes. Listen to me, the people who are going to also be sent out into exile, like the Babylonians, but you're going to be my nation. He says, Ha'amusim mini beten, menusuim, Mine racham. You were born to me from birth and I have carried you since you left the womb. You aren't carrying your God. Your God is going to carry you. Just like a mother carries the baby inside of the uterus and then births them and carries them in their arms. In truth, there's a built-in understanding that unlike their gods, your God gave birth to you. Your God created you. But even more than that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of you. And even in that word, rechem, is the word rachamim, mercy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares for you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. And Hashem says, Va'ad zikna anihu, va'ad seva ani esbol, and until you're old, I'm still going to carry you. And I will be burdened by you even as you get older. Ani asiti va'ani esa. I made you and I carry you. Va'ani esbol. I will be burdened by you. I will bear you. Va'amalet. And I will rescue you. I remember I once went to the supermarket. I had a newborn baby and I was standing at the elevator with my tiny, cute little baby in a stroller waiting to go in the elevator. And there was an old man who was standing next to me, sitting next to me in a wheelchair, also waiting for the elevator to come. And there was a young guy in his 20s who was pushing the wheelchair. And the old man looks at my baby and he's such a cute baby and he smiles. And then he looks back at the young guy pushing his wheelchair. And he says to his son, he says, I remember when I was the one pushing you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's never going to be in reverse. I am always going to be the one pushing you. I'm always going to be the one holding you and taking care of you. It will never, ever happen any other way. Hashem says, you will never need to carry me. I will always look after you. And so Hashem says, don't compare me to those idolaters. Don't compare me to those people who have physical forms of their God, because I'm nothing like them. Pasuk hey, lemita damyuni. Who are you comparing me to? V'tashvu, or consider me equal to. V'tamshileni v'nidmeh, and you're comparing me to or making me seem similar to nothing, because the other gods are, Pasuk Zayin, yesa'uhu al katef, yisbeluhu v'inachuhu tachtav. They have to carry their gods on their shoulders and they bear them, and then they take them and they put them down somewhere. V'ya'amod mim komo v'lo yamish, and that idol will sit in its place and it can't move. It can't go anywhere. Va'af yitzak elav, and even if they scream and shout out to their gods, lo ya'anet mitzarato, it cannot answer them. Lo yoshienu, and cannot save them. Their gods are totally limited. They can't carry themselves. They can't move. They don't answer them. And they can't help these people who have created them. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to us in Pasuk Ches and he says, Zichru Zot, remember this, v'hit oshishu. And the word hit oshishu, many understand to be strengthened. Come strong. Hashivu poshim al lev. Do teshuvah, sinners. The way, however, that the Malbim reads this so beautiful, he says the word hit oshishu is from the word ish. Become a man again. Remember, the Malbim read the beginning of the Perek, that your face has turned into an animalistic face. You've lost the tsuras ha'adam. You've lost the look of your face of what it means to be human. You can be human again. Hit oshishu, man up. Come back to being a human being. Go back to serving our Kaddish Baruch Hu. Realize how Hashem is the one who's pushing us. Whether it's in a stroller or the wheelchair, it's always how Kaddish Baruch Hu is pushing us. Zichru rishonos me'olam. Remember all the good things I've been doing from the very beginning, from your infanthood. Ki anochi kel, because I am Hashem. Ve'ein od elokim ve'efes kamoni. And there is no God like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Magid mi reishit acharis u'mikedem asher lo nasu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only took care of us always, but he predicted from the beginning what is going to happen and everything even before it happened. Omar atzati takum v'kol chefti eseh. I said, and everything that I advised is what will happen, and everything that I desire is what's going to happen. And so shimu elai abire lev harachokim mitzdaka. Listen to me, O mighty-hearted people, those who are far away from righteousness. Because even though you are rechokim mitzdaka, you're far from righteousness, you are also abirei lev. You are so strong. You have so much goodness in you. Turn to Hashem. Push away the avodah zarah. Push away the things that are distancing you from Hashem. And turn close to Hashem. Keravti tzidkasi lo tirchak utshoati lo ta'acher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I've brought my righteousness so close to you and it's not far away at all. As we know in Devarim Perek Lamed, which we speak about as the Perek that talks about the end of days, says, Lo bashamayim hi, it is not in heaven. And the way that many of the Mepharshim read this is talking about Teshuvah. Teshuvah is not in heaven, it's so close to you. Hashem says, I'm right here next to you. Then atati b'tzion Teshuvah liYisrael tifarti, and I put Teshuvah, salvation in Zion, and for Yisrael I put my honor. Hashem says, Yeshua's coming. It's not going to be delayed. It's not going to be far away. It's right close by. It's something which is so natural. Hit Oshishu. Become the human being that you have inside of you. It's written in Hitpael. Make yourself something you already are. You are a Birei Lev. You are strong. I love you. I care about you. I'm carrying you. I've got you. Turn around and be close to me. Our learning today was sponsored L'Refua Shalema, L'Yonina Sima, Bas Daphne Hinda, Jennifer Hayakara Shalano, ולפצועי צהל, אחינו היקרים, בתוך שער חולי ישראל, נינה וחיים שנקה.